Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Christina Liu.
I know. It's very exciting to be on this side of things, right?
This is the first time Christina has been my co-host.
I know. I'm usually on the last segment where, you know, I yap about everything that goes on.
And for the hour and a half before, she
today they got me doing everything. They're really, next John's going to have me doing engineering. I'm like, yeah, this is really tiring to...
No. Dan, please come in and help. Now we're going to go for a walk. We have with us from the town of North Hempstead, Kelly Gillen, who is the Deputy Commissioner of Parks and Recreation, and Mary Mahaffey, I'm saying it.
Correct.
Who is the Assistant Commissioner.
Correct.
And actually, I had a conversation just a week or two ago with Kimberly about the number of parks in the town of North Hempstead, which is absolutely amazing. But before we get to the number of parks and all that's available, Mary, I know for X number of years.
Yes.
Kelly, I don't know. So bring us up to date on how you got involved in this.
Sure.
With the town of North Hempstead and just the interest in the parks.
So I actually worked for New York City Parks for 18 years.
Okay.
Primarily in the recreation division, so doing events, programs for youth, seniors, adults, summer camps and after schools. I've lived in North Hempstead for 6 years now, and
okay.
So when the opportunity arose to actually work out here, you know, I was really excited to bring all of my experience to my own backyard. So I've been here a year now. I really jumped in head first, and I'm really excited to be working out here.
Good. Now, you guys, Mary, you work together or
yes,
totally different?
No, we work together.
Oh, yes.
You're a team.
Okay. We are a team.
The whole department.
In reference to the parks, mm-hmm. and we'll talk about the different dog parks, et cetera, but the most important thing that seniors pay attention to is, are there discounts? I know some of y'all hear a complaint about having to park every time you go. Can you buy a group pass? I mean, I know you can. I was just told recently, but stuff like that. Those mm-hmm. are the important things to put across first from a senior perspective.
Sure. And, you know, we just recently opened all our pools.
Okay.
We have 4 outdoor, 1 indoor, and there are senior discounts for every one of those pools. So the rates are discounted. We also sell parking passes for both Manor Haven and North Hempstead Beach Park at a discounted rate for the season for seniors. So there are really great discounts for seniors everywhere.
4 outdoor pools.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me where they are?
We have Manor Haven Beach.
Okay.
We have Martin Reed Park in Newcastle, which is actually completely free. There's no fees whatsoever.
Okay.
We have Whitney Pond Park, and that one actually has an early bird swim for seniors as low as $2 a day.
Okay.
To go there and swim. We have Clinton G. Martin for
okay.
the residents in New Hyde Park. And then we also have Tully Park, which is indoor.
Right, Tully's indoor. Now, with the parks, like I live in Great Neck, so my park is Parkwood. But that's restricted to, I'm unincorporated, certain villages are in and certain villages aren't. These parks, like the Manor Haven, say,
mm-hmm.
is that just for people in Port Washington?
No, Manor Haven is open to any North Hempstead resident. The only one that is restricted is Clinton G. Martin, so that's for the residents in the
okay.
New Hyde Park
oh,
area.
Okay, so I just said...
But
okay.
anyone from North Hempstead can visit Manor Haven, and it's beautiful if you haven't been there. It
no,
is
I
a
haven't.
Little oasis.
Really?
Okay.
Water slides and sprinklers and just amazing facility.
So a person who lives in the town of North Hempstead has to just get a park card or something? Or
they can get a membership.
Okay.
For seniors at Manor Haven, it's $98 for the season. And you can go at any time. They're open 7 days a week until 9 p.m. And then in mid-August, they go to 7 p.m. And
wow.
you can use that pass as many times as you like. There is the parking fee at Manor Haven, but for seniors, it's only $25. So it's a discounted rate, and that's a season
okay, and
pass.
Some of our seniors have probably climbed the fence, so that's
yeah.
the... We have very active seniors.
Yes. And
they're walking all the way there. They don't need to drive.
North
and they can use that parking pass at North Hempstead Beach Park as well. So it's for both.
Oh, so you just need to buy
You just
one
need
one.
The one, and
so
you can
have
go
a park.
Spots.
Now, is that good then throughout the town, that pass, basically, if you're saying?
Yep.
Yeah,
those are the only two
very
spots.
Few,
yeah.
Oh, those are the only two spots you charge anyway,
yes.
so it makes a difference.
Now, is there day passes for those pools? If they don't want to do a full membership, they just
there are day passes. So each rate, each pool is a little different, the rate. But like I was saying for Whitney, it really is very inexpensive.
That's
yeah.
right. Honestly.
Yeah, that's something. Who knew?
$98 for the pool and $25 for a parking pass
yep.
for the season.
For the season.
I could go 2 or 3 times a week, even for an hour.
Right.
You know, just hang out a little bit and
right.
meet a friend. And
absolutely.
That's amazing. I know where it is, the Manor Haven pool. I've just never been in it or, you know,
it
around
is beautiful.
It.
Definitely go in the next year.
Because that was done in the last
there.
Couple of years it's been done over?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tully's indoors, which is also, I think, a special pool. That's, you know.
It is. It's really great.
The kids section. I haven't gotten my grandson over there yet, but that, so, it's wild with the slide definitely. And the spray and the, you know.
Yeah, I took swimming there, I remember, when I was
did you?
In school, in elementary school, yeah. They took us to Tully all the time.
Wow. I had no idea.
That's right. Very near and dear to me.
Good.
So, other than the pools, you know something else that's been talked about, Christina, is that walking trail? I know that's come up a couple of times. With Fun Day Monday.
Yep,
that's where I know it, because I'm saying it comes up. Tell me about that. I've never seen it either.
It's a beautiful trail. It opened last year, and I'm not sure exactly how long it is.
Okay.
But it's not a very, very long walk, but it is a beautiful walk, and there is parking right there, so you can pull up and then just walk the trail. It's actually one of the places we allow dogs, so if you wanted to walk your dog on the trail.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's a great spot for it.
You don't get charged for parking in that area, right?
No, you don't get charged for parking
if
you're just going to the trail, so it has nothing to do with the parking pass. If you just want to go for a walk, it's completely free.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. That's okay. That's good.
And that's just one of the many.
Wait, it's in the same parking lot?
It's a little
closer.
Over,
yeah, and so closer to the trail, so you don't have to park in the giant parking lot.
Okay,
you have to get to the trail.
Yeah, you don't have to go through all of that. It's right there, so it makes it nice and easy.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful spot. And there's some benches, so if you want to take a break and just kind of enjoy the nature,
you have that
opportunity too.
Yeah, and then during Fun Day Monday, but there's 2 days of like walking tours, the guided walking tours,
yes.
I know, that they're going to be providing, so...
That's only for Fun Day Monday. So
yeah, it's two
something.
Different days. I have the dates somewhere I could announce later, but okay. I thought that was great if you want to go on a little guided tour. So
now I'm going to switch. Sure. Oh, you say what you want to say. Ain't there, at this time is also concerts.
Absolutely.
And I know we do the concert. You guys do that. We, like, the royal we.
We're all town of North Hempstead.
That's right. Absolutely. In fact,
that's where I think I first met you, Mary, was years ago at one of the concerts.
That's right.
Absolutely.
This weekend was special because we start our concert season. Tonight, July 8th at 7:30, we're at Clinton G. Martin Park with the Capris.
Ooh.
So lots of people love the Capris. There's a moon out tonight. I'm hopeful it doesn't rain. And they've opened with rave reviews. They have a new lead singer. Unfortunately, we lost Nick Santamaria a while ago, and they've gotten really good reviews. So it's free. So come on down. Sunday, we're at the beach, as we are every Sunday at 1 o'clock. And this Sunday, we have Decades of Soul. And they're doing a salute to Stevie Wonder and Otis Redding, the Jackson 5. Now, at North Hempstead Beach Park, there is that parking fee that you can buy, that parking sticker for the whole season. And it's useful both at Manor Haven and the beach.
Yeah, can you buy it there when you go in? Like, just
right
say, give me the pass for the whole season.
Yes, absolutely. And then Monday night, we're at Mary Jane Davies in Manhasset. Every Monday, we're at Manhasset at 7:30.
Oh, okay.
And we have Randy and the Rainbows. So it's like Oldies Weekend.
I like
and,
that.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're doing Denise, and all their other. And we're so fortunate in Manhasset because the Chamber helps us a great deal with the shows. And Bowtie Cinema provides free popcorn for everybody comes.
Just that's on the Monday night.
Monday nights, yeah. So we open
John heard free popcorn. I just want to be clear, that's Monday nights.
Monday nights. And they start at 7:30. Just bring a chair and you're all set. And like I said, this Monday we open right with Randy and the Rainbows, and next Monday it's country. It's Quick Draw. They're very famous.
Yeah, I've heard about Quick Draw. Yeah.
Oh, yes. They've been on TV a number of times. In fact, their songs have been on Modern Family. They've made a little snippet appearance on General Hospital. So they're very well known. And the following Monday is Family Night. It's Astrograss. And they're a really cool band. They do Southwest country music.
Okay.
They've been recently at B.B. King's, and so we're lucky to have them as well. And then we have Little Sister and the Rolling Machine, and that's fun. That's more current music, more current rock. So
that's the Monday schedule.
Monday schedule, yeah, at Manhasset.
But now, am I right? But there is also a Sunday, every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
And every Friday night, or no? This is only this week?
No, no, this week, and then next week, July 15th, we're at Manor Haven on the ball field. That's okay. Free. We have Wondrous Stories. Now, you've probably all heard that of that band. They're all over Long Island. They are the most popular Long Island band as far as ratings go.
Oh, okay.
And they play a lot of classic rock, like music from The Who, Pink Floyd.
And Rolling Stones.
Yeah. Excuse me. Rolling Stones, okay. Et cetera.
Take your time there. So, but scheduled every Sunday, 1 o'clock at the beach.
At the beach, yes.
And then the park is on Mondays.
Mary Jane Davies is on Mondays.
Mary Jane Davies. And
yes.
It's only two Fridays. Okay.
No, there are four Fridays.
Oh, there are four Fridays. Okay. That's what I was doing. Now, the point is 311. Anybody wants any information on this anyway? Well, Mary, stop coughing. No, when it happens, it happens. You can't do anything with it. You start to choke, you choke. You call 311. Because the schedule is at 311.
Absolutely.
Or probably the Town of North Hempstead website.
Yes, and we have our program guide on the website.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's a big booklet. It has all the information about our pools, our concerts, all the programs we have going on in all the different parks.
Okay.
Right. And you can download that off the website, and it'll give you anything you need to know.
Right. Because we had Teresa on. You were listening to, to Teresa. There's just so much to do. What my wife does is she does take, in the beginning of the season, like she'll download this, and then she'll take the Eisenhower Park schedule.
Right.
And we're in Great Neck, so you take the Stepping Stone schedule. Right. And, you know, you'll go through, like the Capri's, we're babysitting tonight, but the Capri's would be one she would check off.
Great.
And then you see what works.
Absolutely.
You know, you might want to go to something, but there's a wedding, there's a birthday party or something.
Of course.
You can't do it.
But the good thing is, the next weekend, I'm sure there's something
else
you love. Something
else. You know,
there's always something to do.
Well,
what we're
going
to do, Mary, hold on. Let's take a break, so then when we come back, and then you can finish up. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're with Kelly and Mary from the Town of North Hempstead Parks. We'll be right back.